Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I keep a tablet by my chair and I write things of interest down for my comments. This week's list was long, and over the weekend a tragic accident gave me something else to comment on. I am speaking, of course, of the tragic drowning of an 8-year-old girl at Big Lagoon on the Oceanside. Having been personally involved in a couple of incidents in the ocean, I beg of you, pay attention to your kids or others at Oceanside. At Big Lagoon or at Freshwater Lagoon, there is a riptide that runs parallel to the shore and will swallow a person, especially a child, right up. So, again, pay attention to your kids or others at Oceanside. An article in Sunday's Times Standard brought up the issue of food stamps, or whatever they are called now, and how the Republicans were trying to make it more difficult to get them under the guise of making sure those who receive them deserve them. I spent all of my working life in grocery stores, and I can assure you that the vast majority of food stamp users are using them to help supply their families with balanced diets. There are those, of course, who sell them or otherwise use them improperly, but that happens no matter what the items involved. Those who are trying to make it more difficult to get this aid in making life easier for people of low incomes obviously have never been there themselves. While I'm on the subject of government, or should I say politics, what's with our top level of government officials? Our president is accused of different levels of using ladies of differing low-class lifestyles, hiring and firing top-level officials such as FBI and other legal departments, and then they fire back insults and other defensive statements. Who's running the country? They remind me of teenage kids with a did-to-did-not attitude of behavior. I read in the Times Standard where a particular legal case was going to be settled 3.5 years after its conception. What's with that? Do we need more judges? 3.5 years. Who remembers what happened then? Have the defendants been sitting in jail all this time? If so, that is an unnecessary cost to the county, and if they are out on probation or whatever they would call it, are they breaking the law again? Highway 101 South sure has claimed a lot of victims lately. Add the 8-member family who were murdered by the driver who drove them off the cliff on Highway 1, and the death toll for 101 South has been pretty high lately. A comment I'd heard on Anthony Mantova's community comment the other day involved the city council and their lack of paying attention to major problems. One comment he made was that they were considering changing H and I streets back to two-way streets. Forget that. Imagine the potential for wrong-way drivers. I've seen several of those the way it is now. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.